You're listening to You've Got This, episode 326. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I'm going to share about how I decided to purchase a Peloton bike. Yes, indeed, I have purchased a Peloton bike. And as I've mentioned before, I think on the show, I actually already have a Peloton tread and I really like it. I've had a treadmill for a number of years, but this one we purchased when we moved to Denver. It's really good quality and the service of setting it up was really amazing. And I really like the variety of the different kinds of guided and non-guided exercises that I can do, from running to walking to hiking. And of course, you know, it has meditation and yoga built in as well, although I don't use the tread for those. But I most often use the tread with the scenic walks. There's this option to watch these videos that take place in different parts of the world. And so I might listen to like an audiobook while I watch the video of walking outside in like Ireland or Thailand or another part of the United States. So I really enjoy having this, especially when I live in a place that has a lot of winter weather. It's nice to have something that I have inside. And so when we moved here to Denver, I set up kind of a little gym area that's in a part of our house where I was able to set up the tread and then also kind of this setup with a bar, like a ballet bar with a mirror behind it. And then I also have a TV in that room and I keep any of my books and resources that are focused on like yoga and meditation and, you know, like fitness and wellness. I have like a bookshelf in this space. And it's also where I keep all of my yoga gear. So I have like a bolster pillow, I have, you know, yoga blocks and yoga mats and things like that. And this is what I store in this kind of gym space. And there is room to put a Peloton bike. So that's where that will go as well. And I wanted to talk through some of the reasons why I decided to purchase this bike, because as you probably know, if you don't have one already, or you know someone who has a Peloton bike, they're very trendy. And I recently brought up the idea of purchasing the bike to my partner for several different reasons. So number one is I have not felt super motivated with fitness lately. There's so much going on at work in particular, and I wanted to put some variety in my movement practice, and I thought this could be a fun addition to that. I also really haven't been doing any kind of like intensive cardio for a while. I've been doing more gentle movement practices like walking and yoga, and so I thought this could be a good addition. It's been a while since I've done anything that gives me kind of a good sweat. So I wanted to make sure that I had some kind of option, and I guess you could say, well, doesn't the tread like allow you to run and all of that? But what I have found is I still haven't built up like the lung capacity that I need to run here, you know, at altitude. And I could definitely do that, but I actually feel like the bike is going to be a little less impact. So the second thing is, everyone I know that has this bike loves it. And I feel like that's a good vote of confidence. The other thing my partner and I briefly talked about was getting their rowing machine, or getting a rowing machine. And we felt like the bike was something that was just a little bit more stable. Like it's been around for a long time. You know, there's a lot of really great reviews. And so we decided to go ahead and do that. Now, the other thing, kind of like I mentioned, is I feel like the bike is a more focused workout where I'm more likely to sweat. I'm more likely to get that endorphin rush, which is not really something I do when I'm walking. I also really like the idea that I can do like a 20-minute ride and get in a pretty good cardio session, which leaves time for other important elements of my morning routine, like journaling, meditating, all those other kinds of things that I like to do. And I do plan to do this in the morning. I feel like that's the best time for me to fit it in. Another thing that we definitely thought about is we already pay for the monthly access to the workouts through the tread, and so that's not really a consideration here. If you buy, you know, multiple Peloton devices, you still pay, you know, kind of the one monthly fee to get access to all the workouts. So that was kind of a nice to have in terms of not having to worry about that. Okay, so another reason that this is kind of timely is I knew that I was going to be home for several days toward the end of this month in March. And I thought it would be fun to get the bike delivered during that week so that I could actually spend some time getting acclimated to it. So I'm going to be taking a week off for my institution spring break. And I was able to actually schedule the bike to be delivered like the Tuesday of that spring break. So I'm really excited about that. I like the idea of being there when it's delivered and seeing it put together and being fitted, you know, on the bike and all those kinds of things. So I'm looking forward to that too. Okay, a few other things that I really thought about with this purchase One is, and I want to acknowledge this one feels a little bit problematic to me, so I'm going to like talk my way through it. After this really busy season at work, and since I'm kind of coming to like a big milestone with the big, you know, budget project that I've been working on, I wanted to give myself a reward. Now, this is the problematic piece. I don't like to give myself these like really expensive rewards for, you know, thing. I mean, there's a lot of things that I could reward myself for. So I don't want to get into this like habit. But at the same time, I really wanted this reward to feel meaningful. One, I think it kind of symbolizes like getting back to a place of like health and wellness, which this project, it was pretty hard, you know, for me to find that balance. And also, I feel like this particular project has felt kind of different because it required so much more from me than other projects I've worked on. This is easily the most complex project I've ever had in my entire career. And so it just felt bigger. It felt like it kind of deserved this kind of reward. Now, normally I don't want to always make a big purchase when I finish a project, like finishing a book or something like that. Like that just feels like, you know, I'm going to run out of things, you know, that I can buy. And I don't always feel like buying yourself something is like the way to reward yourself. There's lots of different ways to do it. But here's what really sealed the deal for me. And maybe this is perhaps most important for this reward rationale. Recently, my partner and I got a cash back like from one of our credit cards. So we have a credit card that offers like an annual percentage back, and they just basically like mail you a check of like whatever this is. And this is a card that's tied to like our Costco membership. And it basically covered the cost of this bike. And so for both my partner and I, it was like, okay, this feels like kind of a sign from the universe that we just got this, you know, check in the mail, and it's basically covering the cost of the bike. And that like made it a lot more easy for me to make this purchase because we didn't have to dip into savings to do it, or we didn't have to kind of set anything aside to do it. We could just, you know, use this thing that came in the mail. So originally we had thought about doing the refurbished option. If you know anything about Peloton bikes, you know that they have some that are kind of refurbished that you can purchase. And what we ended up looking at was the price difference and then the warranty, because when we had that kind of cash back that covered the cost of the bike, we actually decided to go with a new one because we liked the warranty option better. And we didn't get, they have a Bike Plus and they have a bike. We just got the regular one. The Bike Plus has like a swivel screen and some other things that we just didn't really care about. And so getting the normal bike ended up being fine. I also did purchase the clip-in shoes for me. My partner did not want them. And so I'm going to test those out as well. So I think we got like the mat, the bike, and the clip-in shoes. So kind of the basics of what you need to get started. So those are just a few things that led me to purchase the Peloton bike. I do not have it yet, but I will definitely circle back with an update on the bike once I've had a chance to really try it out and see what I think. I'm actually pretty excited to kind of see how this goes and if I can kind of fit in some of these like smaller cardio sessions. I will also say that I feel like I'm not someone who really enjoys like the social aspects of exercise, which is a big part of what Peloton is all about. But one of the things I do appreciate about Peloton is all of the instructors are incredibly positive. And I feel like if I'm going to have someone talking to me as I'm exercising and like trying to keep me motivated, I want a group of people that are clearly enjoying themselves, like clearly passionate about exercise and wellness. And I have always found that with Peloton instructors. And so I don't have any particular favorites. I mean, I know some people just kind of like live and die by certain instructors. And I definitely wouldn't say I've gone that far, especially because on the tread, I do a lot of the scenic, you know, runs and walks that are not necessarily led or guided. But I am looking forward to like exploring this with the bike and seeing if there's any particular instructors that I really enjoy. So again, I'm going to check back on this with you all and let you know how it goes. But I would also love to hear if you have a Peloton bike or if you have some kind of exercise equipment that you just really love and you find it to be really helpful for your health and wellness. I would love to hear. You can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. And you know that I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. You can access show notes and transcripts for each episode at drkatielinder.com/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and or reviewing the show through Apple Podcasts.